Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Alan Gosch.
I'm editor of the Jewish Journal of South Florida. As the newspaper that serves over 500,000 Jewish residents, we have a special relationship with the Holocaust survivors community. This being one of the largest Holocaust survivors community in the U.S., it's only natural that I and my staff would have a personal relationship with the survivors, as well as find their stories inspirational and inspiring. So in 2011, for Jewish American Heritage Month, I was invited to a reception by the Obama administration to the White House. And this was quite an honor, but a bigger honor, and I was just stargazed, was seeing Elie Wiesel, the famous Nobel Prize Award winner that was most famous for writing the book Night, which came out about a decade after the Holocaust. I caught him for a moment by himself, which was amazing, and I just grabbed him for a quick selfie of the two of us, and it was just, I couldn't believe my luck, because I caught him just as he was leaving the White House. And now we'll move forward to July 4th weekend of 2016, and I'm on 595 Alligator Alley, heading out to Fort Myers to see my friend who's an Elvis tribute artist performing at Cape Cabaret in Cape Coral, Florida. Because I was driving, I didn't have a radio on, and my editor, my manager at the Sun Sentinel, asked me if I would give a reflection, a personal reflection of Elie Wiesel's passing. I was shocked and surprised, and I was more than willing to be able to do that for them. The only thing is, I am kind of in a peculiar situation at the moment. He says, what do you mean by that? I said, well, we're in the middle of nowhere. We're in the middle of nowhere. I don't have any anything on me that I can write with. But I tell you, I don't want to turn down the Sun Sentinel. It's great having this opportunity. So when do you need it? And he said, well, our deadline is 8 o'clock tonight. And I said, okay, and this is for tomorrow's paper. And I said, well, let's see. It's 4 o'clock now, and I'm still an hour away from where I have to be. I said, but believe me, I'll pull this together. So I get over there, and they find me this little corner in this room away from where the entertainers can perform. And the lead was easy. The lead was meeting Elie Wiesel and my remembrance of meeting him. And the ending would be easy. The middle part, I need a little work with. So I called my reporter, and he got a quote from a local Holocaust survivor here, Norman Fragman, who was a survivor, and he offered us a wonderful remembrance himself, you know, perspective on Elie Wiesel's passing. It was amazingly so. We pulled it together. It took approximately 2 hours. And lo and behold, the next morning, the Sunday paper comes out, and right on the front page is a little lead introducing my tribute to the great Elie Wiesel.
Alan Gosch with a story about meeting a hero.
Not only meeting a hero, but at the 11th hour, or should we say the 13th hour, having to honor that hero.
That's a lot of pressure and an honor to be able to write that, but I guess you just can't say no to some things.
That's true. And one of the things I love about this story, most of us have seen some movie about journalists. There was The Paper. There was the recent one, The Post. There were numbers.
All the President's Men.
All the President's Men. There have been many stories about journalism. And one of the reasons that stories about journalists are so fun is that they're always under a deadline. They're always under pressure. And what makes a story is how you rise to the crisis, how you rise to the moment. So in this case, Alan is on Alligator Alley. He needs all his wits about him, and he is told he needs to write an obit.
And it was just a chance meeting that Alan had with Ellie that had such an impression.
Well, he was there at the White House honoring survivors for his work in that area, and chances were good that he was going to see the Nobel laureate who was one of the very first people who wrote about the Holocaust and certainly the most famous, an absolute icon in certain circles. And so it made sense that he would see him. The chance encounter of getting a selfie, that's another thing I love about the story. There are many people today who will run up to anybody to get a selfie, but it takes a little bit of moxie, right? To go up to Elie Wiesel, who is known for living through this outrageous, extraordinary horror, and being somebody who is a voice of humanity and a Nobel Prize winner and saying, could I have a selfie? And so it took this kind of journalistic gumption, I think, to run up to him and do it. And he's got this great picture, which is going to be on our website.
But Ellie's going to say, no, you can't have a selfie with me?
Well, he might have said, I'm too busy, or he might have said, sorry, I don't have time. Who knows? But even if he had said yes, it might have been imposing. And some people might have felt, I don't want to impose on such a great man of such stature. I love Beyonce. She's very famous. She won't mind. She's a pop star. But somebody so serious might mind. But I'm not saying that he did anything wrong. I think he was fantastic to have done it in the first place. And that forged a connection. Many people know a whole lot about the Holocaust and have read Elie Wiesel's books, may have seen him on television or something else. But the fact that he had this specific connection with him in this picture and then was asked, okay, you got 2 hours, write this obit, find your place, write it, and started thinking about it in the car, and we're told not to be distracted in the car. So here he finds out that he's dead in the car, and then he finds out he's got this deadline. That's something. That's emotion. That's pressure. That's a story.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. Are there any storytelling events in South Florida?
Tonight at 5 p.m., there is a storytelling slam at the Robot Brewing Company, 2621 North Federal Highway in Boca. It is free to attend, and I'll see you there.
How do you submit a story to the public storyteller?
Send me an email. I don't need a summary. I just need a request for information at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also is a good way to listen to archive stories and to contact us at wlrn.org. Click Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.